A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Creams and serums are made of 70% water, 15% preservatives and emulsifiers, leaving only around 15% for the active ingredients that your skin needs. But luckily now, there's Fiber Skincare.
15 years ago, the scientists behind Fiber Skincare started working on nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. You know, I saw that in Three Body Problem. Mm. 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping the nanofiber around oil or liquid-based ingredients. This means they can deliver 5 times the active ingredients compared to creams or serums, as there is no need for water, preservatives, or emulsifiers.
The first formulation made with this technology is plant-based, anti-wrinkle. It's a set of patches that you use over a series of 7 days. You just put these on whenever you would apply your serums, and your skin is going to feel tighter in 10 seconds. And over the seven-day program, it has been clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by, get this, 19.4%, a very precise percentage. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee. If your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they're going to give you your money back, no questions asked.
You get the tighter skin guarantee with this 7-day routine. Tighter skin or your money back. Get a 15% discount code by using the discount code GAME. That's Fiber Skincare.
It's the Game of Roses. Welcome to the Game of Roses. This is the Game of Roses. Welcome to the Game of Roses.
Welcome to Game of Roses. This is Pace Case.
And this is Bachelor Clues. I'm back.
Yes.
I took 2 weeks off, a much needed vacation, and I just unplugged. Didn't watch any TV, didn't check the internet. So now I'm back. Did I miss anything? Did anything happen?
Nope.
All right, great.
Pretty uneventful Pace Case spring break. Just went off without a hitch.
Perfect.
I'm still a person in the eyes of the law.
Until, what, another month maybe? No, I'm just kidding. I obviously know terrible shit happened in these United States of America over the past couple of weeks. We're all still reeling from it, dealing with it, and seeing what's going to happen next as a result.
You have your throat replaced.
I did have my throat replaced. I haven't tried singing yet, by the way. I don't know if it's going to work out or not, but it's almost 100% healed now. I'm at like 98, 99%. Just a little bit of a, there's a one side of it that still kind of hurts, but I can talk now and everything's good.
Some people are saying you got the BBL of podcasting.
What's that?
Throat replacement.
What's BBL?
Brazilian butt lift. I started going farther and farther on what kind of plastic surgery you were having while you were gone. So that's just part of the lore now.
Okay. It wasn't plastic surgery. I had my fucking tonsils taken out because I thought they had cancer in them, which they did not.
Good news. Okay. You're trying to destroy the lore now. Everything I built during Pace Case spring break. Okay.
I had a literal BBL. It wasn't even tonsils. I just had a Brazilian butt lift. Now my butt's great. Mm,
that does help open up the vocal cords, I've heard.
Yeah, I've heard that as well.
Just gets you sitting in the right position.
But no, despite all of the turmoil that is going on in the country, we have a job to do. And that job is to present our interpretation of the Windeckia season, which starts in just 1 week. I can't believe it. You know what I did watch on my computer while I was away?
A little preview of what am I watching?
little preview of what I'm watching. I watched a lot of clips of a TV program called 90 Day Fiancé.
Stop.
I might have to go down that hole. I might have to go into that hole. I don't know what's going to happen to me.
Don't tease me like this.
I definitely became very interested in some of the characters. At any rate.
90 Day is so good. Okay.
It might happen. Okay. We'll see. My interest has peaked. But that is not what we're here to do. Today, we are here to tell you, first of all, we have some new merch that you can get at gameofroses.co. We've got hats now. We've got some tote bags with all the new logos and stuff on it.
Little tie-dye hat with the logo, do some peacocking.
Perfect to wear into your viewing parties of the Wendekia season, which again is coming up in under a week now. We can't believe it. We are on the cusp of this historic season. Two bachelorettes going head-to-head for players in the same dating pool. We know the producers are going to tear them apart. Everyone involved is going to walk away with massive trauma. And we're going to watch it. We're going to break it down. And so today, we begin that breakdown, the pre-breakdown of the breakdown, by breaking down the first 16 players and their Instagrams from the Wendekia season. That's what we're going to be doing today. And then on Friday, please come back and we're going to do the other 16 players so that you will have a full, wholly encompassing understanding of where each of these players is starting numbers wise and kind of what their Instagrams look like and what we think that means in terms of what kind of players they might be in our beloved game. In this strange season though, like I feel very differently about what we're about to do now than any other season where we've broken down Instagrams because I just don't even know what the fucking mechanics of the game are going to be this season.
I mean, we have to pick two ring winners. Ring winners for different people.
Do we?
I mean, we don't have to.
But like, will there be two ring winners? Will there be two femps? Will there be two group date? Like, I don't know.
Absolutely, there's going to be two femps. Why would they not? They're just going to get rid of the femp? They have to agree on one femp?
Or they make Rekia and Wendy compete for who gets the role of femp giver. Maybe there's one femp and they have to do a boxing match.
Mini competition.
Yeah, whoever wins the boxing match gets to hand out the femp.
Gabby and Rachel have to compete for who gets dates each week and the other one has to be trapped in the cruise ship.
The other one is just like shoveling coal into the engine underneath the ship to keep it going.
They're like, they're best friends. We're not pitting them against each other.
This week, whoever wins the wrestling match gets to eat. The other one starves. Shit like that. I can see them doing something like that. Anyway, we're going to start out right now with our big breakdown of all the Instagrams of the first 16 players of the upcoming season 19 of Bachelorette, starring Gabby Wendy and Rachel Rekia simultaneously.
Rachel Rekia.
Before we do it, by the way, we should mention that Gabby Wendy herself has 470,000 Instagram followers coming into the season, 25.5K TikTok followers, and Rachel Rekia has 346,000 Instagram followers and 52.4K. So Rekia has a little bit of a higher TikTok count, but she is trailing Gabby Wendy coming into the beginning of this season by over 100,000 followers on Instagram.
I think we should start our predictions here. This is very strange to me that Rachel Rekia has more TikTok followers and Gabby Wendy has more Instagram followers.
I haven't really looked at their TikToks all that much. She might be less active. Wendy, I mean.
I think she's going to start getting more active. We're going to see these numbers change. I think the TikTok will start to reflect the Instagram.
Oh, I totally agree. I think that Gabby Wendy is going to be a runaway season for her in terms of if we're just looking at the two bachelorettes, who's going to come out of this with a bigger social media following?
Yeah.
I think it's going to be Gabby Wendy. No questions asked. I think she's going to destroy Rachel Rekia.
First to 1 million.
Absolutely. First to 1 million.
Yeah.
Maybe the only one to break a million. I think Rekia's best shot at kind of getting into the game might be victimization, but that's hard to do if you're a bachelorette because you don't really want to convey that you are a victim as a bachelorette. You need to be conveying strength, power, control over the season. It might be a little easier to do it in this season where you have two bachelorettes. Like, it might be a little easier to paint the victim role if the producers are doing something that is, you know, fucking you over in favor of the other bachelorette. But I just don't see her being as entertaining as Gabby Wendy.
Absolutely not. I'm surprised that Rachel Rekia was picked to to be honest, just from what we saw that season, I thought Gabby Windy had Bachelorette in the bag. And I think we are going to see Gabby's numbers take off. But I'm curious, Rachel also, do you remember her hometown?
Absolutely.
There were like 50 glows by her family. So yeah. I feel like she or her family are a student of this game. And so I think we're going to see some surprises from her. I think she is going to surprise us this season. And I mean, time will tell, but
I just can't see it. I think Gabby Windy is going to be a tornado of one-liners and catchphrases and face play that Rachel Recchi is just not going to be able to compete with in terms of gathering a social media following. She's going to get, you know, modern Bachelorette numbers, which up to this point, everybody's cracked a million, right? Except for Michelle Young.
Yep.
So, but what did Michelle Young wind up with? I'm talking about on her season of Bachelorette. She ended that season with 707,000. So she's actually put on about 50K since then. So we shall see. But I do think Gabby Windy stands a good chance of breaking a million. Rachel Recchia might also. But we are definitely watching a race between them. And I know that there's much conjecture online about this isn't a competition between them and blah, blah, blah. It's very much exactly that. There are numbers applied to their names on social media that you can very easily see who is ahead just by comparing those numbers.
I believe they're dating the same pool of men.
That too. All of it. I mean, this is absolutely 100% a competition. Anyone who tells you different is not seeing what this is. Again, the numbers next to the names, that's what we're tracking here.
I think when they seemed at the country awards, they seemed like best friends. Nothing could have happened.
What? Is that grocery store Joe? Oh my God.
I told Grace that I was going to work on my grocery store Joe impression. Yeah. I have not. Okay. But I have increased my confidence. So I feel like that's really a big part of it. Yeah.
That's 90% of it. You have a little bit of like late 90s Adam Sandler starting to creep in there with like the wacky voices. You got a little, there's a little mania coming into it.
It's all in the head. Damn it. It's like restaurant.
Okay. So let's begin now with the first player. We're just going through these players in alphabetical order. That's literally it. The order that we're doing this doesn't convey any favoritism. It doesn't convey any spoilers or anything like that. Mm-hmm. Alphabetical order, top to bottom. Our first player is Alec Garza. His Instagram is Alec Julian Garza. And he's coming into our game with 7,038 followers. He also has a TikTok. And his TikTok is Alec Julian Garza. And his TikTok has 22.5K. That's, I think, the biggest one.
I'm looking at his TikTok. He has some big videos. I mean, they're mostly just him directly to camera to TikTok sounds. There's not a lot of him actually talking, but he has definitely tapped into a specific market. Mm-hmm. To me, it feels very much like sort of Brandon from Michelle Young's season, kind of cheesy pickup line-esque stuff, but he's like shirtless. So he's got the training stuff in here.
There's a lot of these same videos can be found in his Instagram reels as well, including one that is called 5 Steps for More Veins. And he's just showing you some workouts to give yourself more veins.
What?
If you want the veins look.
Wait, veins is a positive.
I think it's known as vascularity in the bodybuilding world. And he's showing you how to get it. Yeah.
Vascularity?
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of workout videos in his reels. He's got some reels that have over 10,000 views. He's got some travel ones. There's Hawaii is paradise. He's in a waterfall, shirtless. Definitely got some back muscles. He has the physique you would expect of a modern era player.
Oh, he has a travel photography.
Yeah, that's what it says. Traveling photographer in his bio. Film enthusiast, personal trainer coming soon. He has a YouTube channel, which is also Alec Julian Garza. He's got 991 subscribers and he's got some vlogs and stuff. There's a lot of, it's all fitness based. So he's essentially a personal trainer and the occupation that the show gives him is wedding photographer. Looking through this Instagram, he's got a picture of himself doing some Spider-Man cosplay. That's kind of interesting.
With great power comes great photos by Nintendo Switch. Happy Valentine's Day. Ooh.
Look, the guy's got a good Instagram. I would urge anybody to look at this who wants to go on the show. He is doing it correctly. It's basically, he's only got 42 posts, first of all, so it's highly curated. But he is essentially the only person in any of these photos. It looks like there's one picture with a woman in it. It is captioned commitments and contradictions. This is how relationships be like nowadays. I don't know exactly what this is. It seems like, and it's the woman is reaching out her hand to him and he's looking at his cell phone, ignoring her. It seems like it's some kind of art that he might have tried to do, like a little thing. But pretty much it's all him. He's got the shirtless pics. He's got the kind of modeling pics.
He's got the vascularity.
He's got the vascularity. He's got the Spider-Man cosplay. There's a picture of him in a pool. There's some kind of Hawaii pics. It's not a bad Instagram. I get the feeling he's not going to do well in our beloved game, though. He doesn't seem to... I don't know why I get this feeling from him, but I get it. And it's that he's not going to understand the game. I don't think he's going to be eaten alive by the game. He seems kind of like oblivious to me a little bit. I don't think he's going to be a good strategist. That's the vibe I get. He's, by the way, 27 from Houston, Texas.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of the same vibe to me as Brandon Jones, which I don't think I necessarily would have thought would go that far. But I guess it really depends on the field of players.
Yeah,
I definitely don't see this and be like, that's a Dale Moss for sure. But
no, definitely not a Dale Moss. Again, his Instagram is pretty good. It ain't. I mean, but who the fuck is Dale Moss level? No one.
No one.
He had the best Instagram I've ever seen of a male player. Even better than Tyler Cameron's. Even better than Tyler Cameron's post season 16 of Bachelorette. Or 15, sorry. Even once he became a professional influencer, I still think Dale Moss's Instagram is better than Tyler Cameron's.
Damn, dude.
I know.
I mean... Yeah, we'll look at the field. He's not popping to me, but he definitely has had the taste of TikTok fame. So he might have an edge. It just depends on what we're looking at. But would you say he seems like a good match for Gabby or Rachel?
No. Is that an option? He doesn't seem like a good match for either of them to me.
I agree.
I don't think he'll do very well.
All right, next up. We have Aven Jones. His Instagram is A-L-E-E Jonesy, J-O-N-E-S-Y. He has 2,611 followers. He is 28 years old, a sales executive from Beverly, Massachusetts.
And his Instagram is not great. Its caption says, "Sacrifice for the life you choose, California." And it is he's got 18 posts. So you assume this is like pretty highly curated. I would assume he did that after Bachelor. He does have his Bachelorette photo in it, the kind of white or off-white background with him in the center. And the rest of the photos are just kind of some strange candid photos, him and some friends.
His bio says, "Sacrifice for the life you choose, California." I mean, the last few photos look like what you want.
They don't, though. They're bad. There's a lot of pictures of his back, so you can't even like see him. He's sitting on a boat. Like, he's in the right environments. The pictures are just bad. He's wearing a hat. You can barely see his face. There's almost no close-ups.
No, I mean, beyond the first three, I think, like, the first few that are on here, I feel like, are the right thing. Where he's alone, it's, like, pictures of him in different outfits. But the rest of these are, like, group photos.
But they're, like, bad lighting. You can tell these are amateur photos. That this guy is... He does not have professional influencer talent at this point. Now, who knows what's going to happen to him in game? And those numbers could rise. And once they do, you get a manager coming, courting you and being like, "Hey, here's what you need to do to get the fucking Crest White Strips spawn con." You may change up your game. As of right now, this guy does not give me strong influencer vibe. That said, there is something about him I like. I think this guy may come across as very 4TRR. And I think for that reason...
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I feel like he has like a chill 4TRR vibe. We're not really getting any personality from this. And we weren't able to really find a TikTok for him either yet, but
I'm curious. I think this guy has a, I think he has a good look, and for some reason I'm getting a very good PTC vibe from him. I don't know what that is.
Is he a haunted?
Yes.
There's something haunted in his stare.
Yes.
That's so funny.
It's in his eyes, and you can even see it in his official bachelorette photo. He's smiling, but there's something in those eyes that is not smiling. I'm telling you, this guy's had something bad happen to him. And I think we're going to see it come out on a one-on-one date.
All of his captions are a little bit like mysterious and haunted. I just think he looks a little cool, but we'll see.
We shall. But so far, these first two have, I mean, this guy has 18 fucking posts. That's a big archiving that has been done, in my humble mm-hmm. opinion. The first post was from 2016 that is on here, November 6th, 2016. And it's him and a bunch of friends out on the some balcony. So am I to believe
I'm
he's
make
only
an Instagram? I think the country's going to turn in a good direction in a couple of days.
Yeah, hasn't been curated at all. It just took him 5 years to start posting again. Okay, moving on to our next player in the Wendekia season. We're talking about Brandon Hall. His Instagram is BrandonHall17. He has 1,071 followers coming into our beloved game. He's 23 years old from Carlsbad, California. Bartender is his listed job. But despite the fact that the show has him from Carlsbad, California, his caption or his bio reads Nashville, Tennessee at @MT_baseball alumni. Let's see what that is. That is Middle Tennessee Baseball, the official Instagram of Middle Tennessee Baseball, 23 conference champions, Blue Raiders. I'm not sure what Middle Tennessee is. Maybe this is a D2 or 3 school. I'm not sure, but he was a college baseball player of some type. And then if we look at his 38 posts in the main grid, we see a lot of skiing. So he's an outdoorsy type person. There he is at the beach.
Go down to his first post. His second post is a post of a picture of Jesus.
All right. So his first post is an Elite Eight MTSU. He's in the crowd of a giant basketball game. And then, yes, the second post is a painting of Jesus Christ. And the two comments are from a friend, I guess, named JT Haggard. You're out of your mind. And then Samantha Haystack _ says, I love this picture, B. And it looks like it's a painting that he's done of Jesus.
Wait, you think he painted this?
I do. Based on the, in quotes, quality of the work. And then there's a picture of him playing baseball.
A lot of baseball, partying. Oh, here's a gun.
Where's the gun?
#AR15. Shout out to my brother, Art.
Yeah, it looks like he's at a firing range shooting an AR-15. Let's see what the comments say. Haley Jade _ says, I want to go. T Mill BB2 says, I got one of those guns.
I like that you're just reading the comments.
Well, I'm trying to see like what it kind of gives you an idea maybe of the people that are around him and what world he's from, you know? He said to @DabbaKesta, had a great time, man. You should definitely come with us next time. How'd you like it, bro? You went without me, fam. Get your boy in there one day. Wow. You mean you know how to handle a gun? So, you know, however you may feel about guns, we've come to accept that players who post pictures of themselves firing weapons, especially this specific weapon, usually means a little something. I might point you to Garrett Irugoyen.
And to keep it in after your Instagram D. Yeah. I mean, obviously, all of these are so curated. He has posts going back to 2012 and he only has 38 posts. He's like, these are the top 38 posts to represent me.
Right.
Baseball, partying, Jesus, guns.
Baseball, partying. There's a little bit of a kind of a rich, preppy vibe to him as well. He's got a little bit of a Bennett.
But 23 years old, I mean, this can't be a serious contender for either of them, right?
I don't believe so. I could see this being a night one guy. I'm not sure what Gabby Windy and Rachel Recchia's stance on firearms is. But I would assume not supportive necessarily.
I mean, we've seen some political posts from Rachel Recchia
yeah.
recently.
I believe this guy is going to be your Bologna Eyes Garrett of the season. And I think he's not going to do well this season, but I think he's going to do well in Paradise.
I can see that, like sort of an Aaron Clancy, like bro type. And he could mature in this game. You know, he's 23. He could have season upon season ahead of him.
A lot of life ahead of him. And I forgot, all of these guys are eligible for Paradise 8, the next Paradise.
Yeah. I mean, and we'll see. We'll see. You know, I think if he doesn't get the too young to be serious attack early on, then he could have some staying power, maybe with Gabby if he's able to charm her. Next up, we have Chris Austin. Instagram handle Chris P. Austin. He has 8,462 followers. He's got a little lion in his bio. Mentality, mastery, business, relationships, sports, creator of the six-phase process. What is that? Two times NCAA champ.
And he has a website, chrispaustin.com. Become your best. Dedicated coaching millions to become their best, providing personalized and in-depth human training. Human training to create the exact life you want.
Human training. Train your human.
My why is because too many humans are living without loving their life. Purchase my book. So he's got a book. Let's see what that is. His books are both books. One is called Become Your Best, Mastering Confidence Through Six Phases of Quotes and Notes, Chris P. Austin. And the other one is called The Way, A Hawaiian Story of Growth, Relationships, and Volleyball. So he's written these books. These are both self-published. This is giving me Carl Smith vibes. He, I think, is like a personal kind of like coach, life coach type dude.
His occupation is listed as mentality coach. He is 30 years old from Redondo Beach, California. His mentality training private program starts at $206. That seems like a good deal.
It looks like he's a little more sports focused, though, with his coaching. Like it is like personal coaching, like life coaching, but I think it's potentially for athletes. His very first, his most recent picture, of which he has 1,064 posts. So he has not curated very well. I assume maybe he did. I don't know. Maybe he had 20,000 posts, but it is him talking to a volleyball player. And it says, I'm committed to the mentality. When your mentality is great, your life is great. Hashtag become your best lion head emoji. And he's got a lot of, you know, working out, jumping rope. Here he is signing one of his books.
He posts screen caps of his tweets that are like inspirational phrases.
Be bold, challenge your limits. He's in this t-shirt. He's got a tweet reposted here. It's great to share your insecurities with other people who you enjoy and trust. Avoid mirroring your insecurities onto other people's lives. Share your story, thumbs up. Tell their story, thumbs down. Here it looks like he's maybe doing a podcast.
You know what I think we're looking at here? I think we're looking at a Hawaiian story of growth, relationships, and volleyball.
I think so too. You know what? I think he's like a better version of Carl Smith.
Definitely.
I think he's going to do better than Carl did.
Less absurd.
Less absurd for sure. He looks like more serious, but definitely someone who's focused on athletics. His Instagram is not great. It's very amateur. Nonetheless, maybe that's a good thing. Maybe that means 4TRR a little bit more. At least he can convey it.
It's giving a 4TRR vibe. It's also giving he is driven. This man has a website. He has self-published books. He is putting in the work on his Instagram. What I don't know about the quality, but the quantity. There we go. The quantity is impressive. And
yeah.
I don't know. I think a human trainer might be exactly what the game is calling for. I don't know if he can like dazzle, like stand out amongst like a huge group of guys, but I think in his one-on-one time, he might come off as 4TRR. He probably has a very good way of talking about whatever PTCs he has already. He's already gone into them in his book, theoretically.
Make training mentality a priority in your life. This is just on one of his posts. And you'll expand your happiness and current confidence. Grateful for every single human who I work with in person and from a distance. They seek to become their best. Now, if he goes into this scenario and he starts telling all the other players, I'm a mentality coach. Let me help you with your mentality. That ain't going to work. Mm-hmm. But if he is good at this and he's able to use his own training in this circumstance, he might do very well.
I mean, he's already got Become Your Best. He's already got his slogans down. I mean, he's got to get rid of some of these Instagram posts. This is too much.
I agree. Let's move on now to our next player, Colin Farrell. He has quit his acting career and decided to sign up for the Wendekia season. Just kidding. This is a different Colin Farrell, spelled a little bit differently as well. His Instagram is the Colin, C-O-L-I-N, Farrell, F-A-R-R-I-L-L. He comes into our beloved game with 1,190 followers, 645 posts. He is 36 from Acton, Massachusetts, and he is a sales director. At least that's what they're telling us.
He has a good Instagram. He's got some professional photos here. There's some skiing. Yeah. He's traveling all over the world. Oh, it was his birthday on July 4th. Happy birthday, Colin.
He's got some good drone photography, giving Deanie Babies a run for his money here. He's got a picture of his mom and dad when they were young that says 50 years of excellence, hashtag relationship goals, happy anniversary. So we know he's going to be coming in hot with that. My parents are best friends. They've been together for 50 years. That's what I want. They're a good model. It looks like he is at some kind of big event. I don't know what this guy, he's at an event for Salesforce.
He's at the ESPYs.
I don't know what that means, what a sales director is exactly, but it looks like he's taking a lot of trips in service of that. And I agree with you. His Instagram is good. He understands it. I mean, there's a couple of these pictures have too many people in it, but the pictures of him are pretty well curated. When you do get them, there's some modelly ones, there's outdoorsy ones, there's him scuba diving, there's like some unnecessary kind of cityscape shots and stuff.
In July 2018, he traveled to Charleston, South Carolina, and posted a picture with Catherine from Southern Charm, which is a Bravo show. So he is searching, he's possibly searching for that reality fame. He's at least aware of the reality zeitgeist.
Here he's got a post from the Windy City Smokeout Country Music and Barbecue Festival. So we know that he's down for the country music. When his Instagram is good, it is very good. And when it's bad, yeah, it's just kind of like random shitty pictures of friends or family or whatever.
Yeah, there's definitely too many posts here. A lot of American flags. Big theme. Oh, I guess he's born on the 4th of July.
I don't see him doing well. There's something that seems a little sneaky about him or something. I don't know how to put it exactly.
Villain vibes.
Yeah, he's giving me villain vibes.
See, the person I was going to say that he reminds me of is three name guy dating the yoga instructor.
Bennett Jordan?
Bennett Jordan. He reminds me of Bennett Andrew Jordan.
How dare you not remember the Cringe King's full name? Bennett Andrew Jordan. His name was Bennett Jordan. His name was Bennett Jordan. Also, the Colin Farrell has just turned 37. 23 hours ago, he's posted a burrito with the numbers 37 birthday candles on it. So we'll see what happens to old Colin.
See, I think the age is going to help him.
Yeah, it could potentially. Is he the oldest player in the field? He is the oldest player.
I think the guys in their 30s are going to get taken a lot more seriously. I mean, how old are Gabby and Rachel? I believe Gabby's 30. She's 31.
And Rachel Recchia is 26.
So at least Gabby, I would say, is not going to get engaged to a 23-year-old.
Probably not.
That'd be shocking.
I agree.
So they've got an age gap, Rachel and Gabby. So I wonder if like Gabby will end up taking the older guys, Rachel the younger.
I don't know. We will find out, but good luck to Colin Farrell on his new career, and we hope it's as lucrative as his acting career was. Now we're moving on to Eric Schwer.
Eric Schwer is a 29-year-old real estate analyst from Bedminster, New Jersey. He has 1,812 Instagram followers. His main picture has him and a dog. Not a very good main picture.
And his Instagram handle is OOH_4FOR_Schwer, S-C-H-W-E-R. He does have his bachelorette photo on there, in which he is prominently featuring his vascularity, his giant muscled arms.
The vascularity is definitely achieved in this photo. This, oh my gosh, this is a very immature Instagram, I would say.
Yeah, his caption on his bachelorette photo says, "Tune in to see if a man in his mullet can find love."
He's got a gun video.
What?
April 22, 2016. He's shooting Earth Day. Nothing like escaping to the middle of nowhere to do hick stuff with your friends.
Yeah, he's got like fishing and stuff of that. So he's an outdoorsy kind of guy. Who does that fit with? Is that Rachel Recchia, maybe?
He has a picture of his ex on here. "I take her to only the finest establishments." This is in 2016, but someone named Mallory. Private account.
He's got a picture of his sister and a dog. There's a lot of this dog, which may or may not still be with us. I see the gun video. At least he's not rapid firing an AR-15. He's shooting a shotgun in there. It looks like he's got a couple of friends out there. It looks like maybe his dad's with him and they're just shooting skeet.
Yeah, a mild gun.
Yeah, of all the gun-related activities. I mean, that exact activity was in season one of our beloved game. Rhonda Rittenhouse shot a shotgun just like that off the back of a fucking yacht at a clay pigeon just like that. So if anything, this is an homage to our beloved game.
Oh, he's gone fishing? I'm going to be fishing soon. Maybe I can get some tips. All right. Outdoorsy. I'm not impressed.
I'm not either. 78 posts. There's nothing really here to latch onto. I think he could... I don't know. This guy to me is like a mid-season floater. That's as much as I'm willing to give Eric Schwer. Moving on. Our next.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Clues. A Mother's Day is coming up.
That's true.
You know, that's one of the most important holidays. We got to honor our mothers. They all went through a lot to get us here into this planet. And the gifts for Mother's Day, they can be a little predictable and boring. Sweaters, candles, the dreaded bathrobe. You only need one bathrobe, in my opinion. That's why Aura Frames is the perfect gift to mix things up this year. Named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter, Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
Aura Frames are Wi-Fi connected. They come with unlimited storage. You can share as many photos as you want from your phone to your mom's frame. Not only is she going to be grateful that it's not just another sweater for Mother's Day, she's also going to love that an Aura frame means she gets to see more of you.
Or in my case, she gets to see more of my cat, Skaboolian. My mom loves seeing him rolling around, playing with his toys, doing whatever, and I can upload as many images of him as I want every day, and my mom gets to see them in her Aura frame and then text me about it for all the rest of the day.
Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Everybody listening to Game of Roses can save on that perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code ROSES at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
Clues, have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp or ever wondered...
Hell yes.
...why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised?
Hell yes. Well, unfiltered mineral water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And... about 75% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine.
I thought it was 85%. And that's where Canopy's new filtered shower head comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered shower head. Dermatologists recommended unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin.
Best of all, the Canopy filtered shower head is hassle-free. Installation's a breeze, and it's unique. Quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement unlike any others on the market.
Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription.
Even better, anybody listening to Gore right now can use code ROSES at checkout to save an additional 10% off your Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
Player that we will be examining is Ethan Kang. He's 27 years old from Greenwood Village, Colorado. He's an advertising executive. His Instagram is EthanKang33, and he has 1,671 followers coming into our beloved game. 37 posts. A lot of people in a lot of these pics. This is not a good Instagram. His first picture is from September 28th, 2012. It is a clay replica, a sculpture, if you will, that I assume he made of the helmet that Russell Crowe wore in the movie Gladiator. It says, piece of art took weeks. At Instagram 303, what you know, splooge. Hashtag ceramics, hashtag gladiator.
Splooge.
Hashtag going ham. And I guess this other person is one of his friends that he was trying to call out or something. We got some.
He's got a lot of pictures of him as a child.
Yeah. There's some dogs in here.
Football. Uh-oh. I found a PTC. April 10th marks the day I lost the most beautiful, amazing, and inspiring woman in my life, my one and only mother. My mom was the strongest woman I will ever know. She overcame a double lung transplant, leukemia, and a bone marrow transplant.
Aww. There's another one about her from April 11th. A year ago from today, heaven received the most amazing and loving woman. Not a day goes by where I don't think about you, Mom. When I was young, we would go to Hawaii where she lived. I know she is resting in paradise on a beach like this, watching over me from above. I love you, Mom, and miss you more than anything. Hashtag God is great. Hashtag rest in paradise. All right, so that PTC is definitely coming out.
He's an advertising executive from Greenwood Village, Colorado. He's 27. I mean, it's hard to say. There's no videos.
Yeah, I'm getting no vibe from this man in any way. I have no idea. He's an advertising executive. That's literally the only piece of information I have about him. It looks like, what is this? Thankful I could see the legend play for all these years. He has a post about Eli Manning retiring. So he's got a little bit of Jared Iaconetti's fascination with Tom Brady. It looks like he had that for Eli Manning, maybe.
Yeah, his only video is Manning versus Brady.
Yeah, I don't really just get any kind of impression about what this guy is like at all, but that PTC is strong. I believe we will see it. I believe potentially on a one-on-one date, although I believe he might use it on a group date to assure that rose. We will watch Ethan Kang. But let's now move on to Hayden Markowitz.
Hayden Chase Markowitz is a 29-year-old leisure executive from Savannah, Georgia. His Instagram is at HMARKO1221. He has 2,059 Instagram followers. His first thing is his best friend, and this is a dog account, Golden Retriever.
Rambo Markowitz.
He's already got a creature account.
Yeah. It says living the golden life. And Rambo Markowitz has 13 posts, 191 followers. Definitely go check out Rambo's account. Give him a follow. I'm doing it now. This man he has 26 posts. He is Grocery Store Joe. I mean, he looks just fucking like GSJ. Am I wrong? They have basically the same mouth and eyes.
They have the same smile. Same smile.
This is interesting.
If Sauce was a dog.
On his most recent post, it's his bachelorette photo, and it says, bringing that sweet tea, ABC. What does that mean?
Sweet tea is Southern. He's from Georgia.
Maybe. Then there's a picture of him with the dog.
Someone commented, Grocery Store Joe 2.0. You're not alone in thinking this.
Obviously, he looks just fucking like him. There he is in a tux. A lot of the dog. A lot of good parasocial gazes here. I think this guy's going to do very well. There he is in an art gallery. I think this guy's going to do very well. Very well. I'm picking this guy to go very far.
Yes. He's got a post about St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. He's helping St. Jude and UCF try Delta in this fight. Okay, so he's like picked by the sorority to do their
children's hospital
charity. Okay, this is, he only has 26 posts. This is very curated. He has a bunch of highlights. He has 30A rental properties. So he's doing something in, that must be what a leisure executive is. Something in travel homes. He has the look, definitely.
I mean, this is maybe a bachelor.
Ooh, possible crown?
He's the first guy I've looked at where I've like,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah. He's going to make it very far this season, and there's maybe a bachelor here, I think. There's only 26 posts, but they're all very good. That parasocial gaze is just, it's fucking really, really good. Very strong.
I am looking through. Okay. He has a highlight that I believe is religion.
Which one?
The first one. It's prayer hands.
Oh, shit. Yep. He will go before you and protect you. Isaiah 54:17 is in that highlight series.
Okay. It's all a pastor or something.
He's got the goods here.
Yeah.
This man looks like a bachelor. Fantastic parasocial gaze. And he's got Jesus on his side.
And I found a PTC. It's a Rambo PTC. I'm sorry.
What? Rambo's dead?
Oh, no. I don't know. But Rambo has a brain tumor.
Oh, Jesus.
As of last year. I'm sorry.
I'm looking at his website, 30abeachgetaways.com. This is the company he's a CEO of. It's basically, it looks like they have luxury vacation rental properties all over the country, and you can get them here. Our local team of experts work around the clock to make sure all of our finest and most unique luxury vacation rental properties are well taken care of and ready for our guests. The process is done through blah, 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 blah. All right. So that's what he's doing with his life.
Oh, Rambo. Okay. Have you seen the show The Boys?
Hell yeah. It's my favorite show.
I just started it. I'm only on season one, but he kind of reminds me of Homelander.
Martin Starr? Or not Martin Starr. What is that guy's name? What is Homelander's?
The main guy.
The actor's name.
Just sort of Americana, like all smiles.
Anthony Starr. Anthony Starr's from New Zealand, though. He's not even American.
He's from New Zealand? Oh.
Yeah, Homelander's from New Zealand.
I feel like possible this is like final four of one of them.
Interesting. I think so, too. I mean, look, if it, I don't know how they're doing this fucking season, okay? But if they've got two fucking final fours, you're now looking at making it to the final eight out of 30? You got the best odds you've ever fucking had to make a deep run, to make it to playoffs.
Well, I wonder if they'll lower the amount, like they only get two hometowns or something each.
That could happen.
Could happen.
Literally don't know. Literally don't know. But good luck to Hayden Markowitz.
He seems like a contender from his social media.
Now we're moving on to Jacob Rapini. His Instagram is Jacob Rapini, JACOBRAPINI. He's got 1,508 followers with 63 posts. He is 27 from Sonora, California. A mortgage broker is what we are told. His bio reads, God is good, cross emoji, Scottsdale, Arizona. So not from Sonora, California, I guess. Real estate and mortgage lending. He's got, his most recent picture is his bachelorette photo. Mondays are about to be a wild ride.
He looks like he's done a lot of partying. Here he is at Coachella, just like me.
He looks outdoorsy. He's giving me Chris Randone vibes.
November 12th, 2018, he posts, over 2 years ago, I was fortunate enough to train for U.S. Air Force Special Operations. Every single day, we were tested physically, mentally, and spiritually. None of us quit or rang the bell. These were the toughest SOBs. That's son of bitches. I've had the pleasure to come across, and I'm glad it. Hashtag American flag emoji. And he's in all of his army totting. Here. Oh, he's with his fam.
I can't tell if this is a tattoo or not, but it looks like he may have a giant cross tattoo on one of his rib cages. I can't tell if that's a tattoo, if it's real or not, because some of these are not that.
I mean, he's got shirtless pics in here where he looks tatless.
Right. But do you see that one I'm talking about where he's sitting against the rocks? It's from August
30th, 2021. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a tattoo.
I can't tell if it is or not, though. It might just be something he drew on there, strangely.
God's country.
He's very outdoorsy. He's giving me a Deanie Babies vibe to some degree in terms of his, like, maybe hashtag van life. but he also looks a little like Chris Randone to me. There's something Randone-y about him.
It has like a Partying in Scottsdale vibe to me.
Interesting. But some of it's not. Some of it's like peaceful, like serene, you know, out in nature, hiking up on the top of mountains and shit.
Hmm. So he's a jack of all trades. His three highlights are training, movement, and life. Ooh, training looks like helicopter. Okay, so he's... After 3 months of waiting, I'm medically cleared to fly. God is good. Okay, so he can fly a helicopter. That means he can say something like that to Rachel Recchia.
Yes. I see from June 11th, 2019, there's a post of him with someone in a bikini named Elle Epley. I go to her account. Immediately, I'm met with drunken pictures of her sticking out her tongue, flipping people off. And I guess this is one of his friends. She has multiple of these pictures.
Ooh, she's fine.
I know. I hope she comes on the show somehow. She'd be a good on Bachelor. Maybe he could get her in. I'd love to see that.
And Clues' recruiting continues.
Never stops. Never stops. You never know where you're going to find the next Bachelor or Bachelorette. Just walking down the fucking street.
Oh, he is working out in his army vest.
I don't get a strong vibe from him one way or the other. I think he could wash out.
But he can fly something, so.
I think he could wash out early. Sorry to say it, Jacob.
Next up, we have James Clark, a 25-year-old, meatball enthusiast from Winnetka, Illinois. What does that mean? Okay, his Instagram is James M. Clark, C-L-A-R-K-E, the number 5. His bio just reads L.A. I don't see any meatballs on first scroll. How can you be a meatball enthusiast and I don't see a single meatball on this page?
Okay. Runyon runs. Here he is with some friend. Good catching up in L.A. There's his bachelorette photo. This guy looks funny to me. I don't know if that's going to be the case or not, but I could see this guy being like a good fool. Here he is with some Porsches, playing golf, sister's wedding. His Instagram is not good. It's very amateur. I guess he played basketball, it looks like, at some kind of a competitive level.
Hiking, golf.
Chicago Cubs. Maybe he'll have a little accent for us. He's got some big dimples.
We posted on Blackout Tuesday. Oh, he used to play basketball.
Yeah, he's got 46 posts only, so this is curated. Looks like he could slam dunk back in the day. I don't know. I don't know why I get the feeling that this guy's going to be the comic relief of the show.
Yeah, I see like colorful narrator.
Me too.
I don't know. His highlights are California, Chicago, Wisconsin, and Barcelona.
He doesn't seem like he goes all the way to me. But whatever, like we just said, are there going to be 8 fucking players going to the playoffs? Then sure, everybody gets to go.
Yeah.
It's like it's like the NBA now. All you got to do is win one fucking game and you go to the playoffs.
Oh, he's at the bungalow.
Oh, the bungie. That's a hot spot, I've heard, for bachelor players.
It's the only bar I've been to where there was a line at 4 p.m. And I said, I'm never going there again.
Yeah, I don't really do lines anymore. There's a certain age you hit where you're just like, excuse me? I have to wait to get into this place and spend my money? No, thank you. I'll just go home and order Postmates.
Yeah, I think we could have a little personality from this guy.
I agree.
Who's up next?
Jason Alabaster. His Instagram is jason.alabaster.
Private.
I have requested the follow and have yet to be granted access. He is 30. He's from Memphis, Tennessee. He's an investment banker. He has 30 posts. He has 93 followers. This is so far the lowest follower count of any of these players by far. All of the other ones are at least these first 16. They're at least over 1,000, many in the 2,000 to 3,000 range.
Well, I just looked up an article. TVOverMind.com says 10 things you didn't know about Jason Alabaster. He is in his 30s. He's in California. He works in sales. He is an athlete, tennis player. He went to college.
Okay.
Rollins College. Don't know if he graduated. He loves love. He loves athletics. Finally. Outside of tennis. These are all the bullet points that TV Over Mind says. He's all about trust. He is an investment banker. He has a major dislike. He dislikes Coca-Cola tremendously.
They're going to make him drink Coke for sure. That's all they're going to give him.
Okay. I guess this is an article about his ABC posting. I don't know. I forgot about the ABC bios.
As did I. I don't like to really read those. I like to look at the Instagram specifically to see what information can be gleaned from it, because I think it's valuable.
Yeah. The bios are often just like bullshit.
It's like sauce. It's like, I don't like to listen to the fucking... to clickbait to like get my real information about what's going on either. I like to look at their Instagrams because that's what they've chosen to show us, which I feel like is more interesting than what ABC is choosing to fucking tell us. And all we know about Jason.Alabaster, because I have not yet been allowed access to his images, 30 of which exist on his Instagram account, is his little icon is him carrying a surfboard and he has a wave emoji. So I guess he likes to surf. Good luck to you, Jason Alabaster. We know nothing about ye, basically, but I don't know. Maybe he'll do okay. Moving on. Next on our list is Joey Young.
Now for a real contender.
Yeah, exactly. Joey Young is indeed young. He is 24 years old. He's from Brookfield, Connecticut. He is a twin. That's what he's listed as. Officially by The Bachelor. And his bio reads, CT NYC Quinnipiac alum. He's got 25 posts that date all the way back to May 10th, 2015. So this is extremely curated. And that post says, Happy Mother's Day to all the loving mothers out there, especially my mom who's always there for me, helping with as much as she can and always showing love and affection. Thank you for all that you do. Happy Mother's Day. And that's, I don't know how old he was then. He looks about 13 years old.
Just born.
Yeah. I mean, these are children. Here he is with a dog still as a child in 2016. He's in the street now. There he is with a mom again. Shirtless. There he is with twin. Justin Young.
Twin went to the School of Business, Quinnipiac.
Yeah. We're going to be getting to his twin, by the way, on Friday. We are not covering the twin yet. This is the first coverage of twin number one. A lot of pictures with friends. Definitely a partier.
Well, the twins do have a TikTok account. It is a joint account, .theyoungtwins.
Smart.
Justin and Joey Young. It has 4,894 followers, zero posts.
Here they are graduating together from Quinnipiac.
I mean, should we just do both the twins?
No, because they're showing us different things. These Instagrams are different.
But I want to compare them to each other.
Well, we can do that on Friday. We can make a comparison.
Okay, fine.
They are in a lot of each other's posts as well, or at least on this twin, on Joey Young's Instagram account. You see a lot of Justin Young as well.
Mm-hmm.
But they just look like college party guys to me. Like, that's all I'm getting from this. I don't know how well that's going to go over.
100%. I think the producers will force them to keep them at least night one.
For certain. They are going to be, I believe, they are going to be fools immediately, and they're going to be kept around a long time. I think they're also going to get a little bit of a villain edit. We'll see.
They seem getting some 4TWR vibes from the twins. Like, they're not really looking for one true romance.
For sure, they are going to be accused of that almost immediately. I don't know if they can come back from it or not. I'm also curious to see if they set them up on some kind of weird double date with Gabby and Rekia.
100% they're going to do that. They're going to get a two-on-two date.
Do you believe they'll get a two-on-one like the Fergies did?
I would love it.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Pick one twin, then they delete both of them.
Here's what you do, by the way. If you're a twin and you're on a two-on-one, you let them pick whoever they pick, and then you switch it out. So if they say, Justin, sorry, you got to go home, Justin stays, and Joey goes home.
And how does that help?
And Justin pretends to be Joey. How does it help? It's just entertaining.
It's just entertaining. Hey, they did it on Bachelor.
Yeah, Brad and Chad.
They're not above that.
I love that my two namesakes in the Bachelor franchise are Brad Womack's twin brother and Chad Johnson. Terrible. Just fucking miserable. Yeah, couldn't be worse.
Really? I don't have any. I have Izzy, who wore that onesie.
What about Elizabeth Corrigan?
She's an Elizabeth. She's not Lizzie.
Oh, sorry. My apologies.
Where's the Lizzie?
Your real actual name is Lizzie?
No, it's Elizabeth.
That's what I thought.
But okay, there's been Liz's. There's been Doula Liz. There's been other ones.
And other ones, yes. Speaking of other ones, let's move on to John Anderson. He is next up on our list here. John Anderson is 26 from Nashville, Tennessee. He's an English teacher. His Instagram is Jandy, J-A-N-D-Y underscore 2020. He has 2,099 followers. His bio reads, "Hey y'all," with a little cowboy hat emoji, Nashville, Tennessee. And we also see that he has an Insta or a website, sorry, jwamodeling.weebly.com. So he is a model actor. Here's a little bit about me. It says in his bio on this website, "I'm a model actor from Nashville, Tennessee. I started modeling about a year and a half ago and have had a good amount of success. I have experience and have been a part." He has it as one word. "I've been a part of multiple commercial, styled, and video shoots. Some of my recent work, Rado Switzerland." He is modeling a coat here, Harry and David. He's modeling, I don't know what this is, a shirt. He's hanging out in some casual scenarios, wedding styled shoots.
A lot of baseball. Okay. Yeah. And I would say there is sort of an amateur element of this modeling. He should have worn multiple shirts because he is wearing this striped gray and white shirt in one, two, three of his posts.
This guy has come from the Jordan Kimball school of modeling. I don't know if he's going to be as
roasted,
you know, upfront about like, "Well, I'm a male model, and so I'm a beautiful man," and all this shit. I don't know if he's going to have that same attitude, but definitely, I agree with you.
I'm a beautiful man. Well, he's saying his job is English teacher, so maybe he'll lean into that element.
Yeah, I think he has to have legitimacy. So it looks like he played baseball pretty competitively through high school, maybe through college, hotter than your seatbelt in the summer. I don't know about this guy. I don't know about this guy. It's very weird, this guy, to me. I could see him being night one. I could see him winning a ring. He's got a little bit of, he's got a little bit of BBTC vibe to me. And BBTC was somebody who came out of nowhere to do what he did. You know what I mean? He's got a weird quality to him that I'm like, I don't know.
I mean, he has the look. I mean, it's just like a lot of these guys kind of have this similar sort of young, fratty vibe, young sports fratsman. I think he can do well.
I'm saying playoffs. I'm saying playoff bound for John Anderson. Mr. Enderton.
Look at this picture. This has Greg Grippo vibes. Oh my God. Okay.
Yeah.
I just clicked on this picture and was like, this has Greg Grippo vibes. Look at his post from January 11th.
Pitt, not the palace.
What?
Oh, is he in the
pit? What is this?
Maybe he's in the pit. We'll never know. Or will we? Or do we already?
Wow. Interesting.
Indeed. I think he might do well.
Interesting. He's speaking to us.
And maybe that will play out to help him.
We're almost through the second month of this year, but that doesn't mean that you should forget about those New Year's resolutions, your new goals. Especially your skincare goals. Small, easy changes in your routine can have amazing results. And your secret weapon should be Dime Beauty. I've been using this stuff. Look at me. Look at my face, pace case.
You're glowing.
How young do I look? Tell me. Tell me the number.
That's a pace case glow. You look like a little baby.
Thank you. That's the look I'm going for. And I put the stuff on at night. Dime's eye cream. And then they have a dewy day cream that I also use. And this is the result.
I've literally never used a moisturizer before. Mm-hmm. I've always had oily skin, but now it's getting to that time. And I made one of my New Year's resolutions to be to do my skincare routine. And I'm using the Dewy Day Cream in the morning. I keep it on the left. Using the Restorative Night Cream, I keep it on the right. It's bim, bam, boom. I know which one to use. And now my face is moisturized all the time, and it's so nice.
You look like a baby as well.
Thank you. I was waiting for it. A little slow. But this takes the guesswork out of the routine. So This is part of the work system, the two moisturizers. There's also a sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream. I can't wait to try that one as well. Dime has over 2 million happy customers and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars.
This year, love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Next up, we have Johnny DeFilippo. He is a 25-year-old realtor from Palm Beach Gardens, Florida. His bio just reads NJFL. He has been in New Jersey and Florida.
He's coming into the game with 1,857 followers. He's got 40 posts.
This handle is JohnnyXDEP, just for that alone.
I like this guy. It looks like he may be he's got some Joker Halloween pictures. That's a little whatever, but...
That's a little whatever.
He's going to be comedic relief, I believe. I'm getting some strong, colorful narrator vibes. I'm getting some strong, willing to do anything for a laugh vibes.
Yeah, I'm going to say villain vibes.
Yeah, I'm saying that too, but good villain.
Just for the fact that his Instagram handle is JohnnyXDep.
He's got a dog with him in a picture. There's his mom. No, grandma. She keeps the G in grandma.
He's surfing. He's working on a music video.
He's pouring a martini down somebody's throat. He's climbing. He's hiking. He's taking pictures. He's in a suit.
Creepy.
Shirtless with his dog and cooking. Camouflage shorts. So he is a bartender, right? Is that what his... No, he's a realtor, it says. But there are multiple pictures of him doing bartending. So I don't, and this is from March 3rd of this year. So I don't know when he got his realtor's license, but there's a bunch of pictures of him like partying with his boys. That seems to be a like pretty common vibe with all these guys so far, or like many of them.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, definitely. Bro, let's party, dude, bro, which can be good. If all these party dude bros get together in the season, that can be very entertaining.
He hasn't posted his bachelorette photo.
I could also see these party dude bros leading to a moment where both Wendy and Rekia come out to give the "if you're not serious" speech. Mm-hmm. Because it's like, are you guys here just to like party with each other? Are you here for us? You better be here for us or I'm sending you home. That could happen here. I'm starting to see the kind of the formation of a dude bro faction within the show.
There's going to be a 4TWR accusation. We know this. Who's it going to be? How many of them is it going to be? We don't know that.
I don't see this guy going far, though. He doesn't strike me as a good player. There's something about him that looks not innocent, but just unaware of what he's about to walk into.
You know who I'm getting the vibe of is that other guy from Florida. The one who had the date with Michelle Young in the tin can.
Mm.
Do you remember that guy?
Yes. Whatever. Moving on. Our next player is Jordan Hellman. His Instagram is JXRDNH. He has 108 posts, 3,578 followers, and he is 35 from Chambersburg, Pennsylvania, software developer. His most recent post is his limo exit. It looks like it's an It Takes Two. It looks like he's putting headphones on Gabby Windy. I believe, this is just conjecture, I have no statistical backup of this, but I believe players who post shit like this very early are night one players or thereabouts. people who really have the need to like capitalize on their appearance in the show immediately like this means they may not have anything else to show us.
Interesting.
He's also got his bachelorette picture up.
See, the last guy didn't have his bachelorette picture and I was like, right. I don't think he's serious.
He's got some tribal tattoo work down his spine and on his forearm, which means, yes, there is a shirtless pic. He has a dog in this. He's riding motorcycles in this, in these 108 posts.
Oh, well, Rachel is from Florida.
Yeah.
So
it looks like he races motorcycles or something. It looks like he has some kind of competitive motorcycle thing. He is, of course, jacked. It looks like he broke something. Just how I want to start my week. So bummed right now. Hashtag MX. Hashtag motocross. Hashtag x-ray. Hashtag accident. Hashtag Monday. Thumbs down emoji. Sad face emoji. It looks like he broke his pinky or his hand there. Probably doing some motocross.
PTC. IFI.
There's a picture of him bleeding out of the mouth. So I don't even have to fucking make that into a meme.
Doing your work for you.
Here's him in the hospital.
Yeah, a lot of motocross. There's this... another golden retriever. Golden retriever is theme of the season.
He's got a PTC in a hospital. It says, this is kind of an emotional picture for me. From my dad driving me an hour to the hospital, barely able to breathe, and then sitting in the ER with two collapsed lungs, two chest tubes, a cracked sternum, and a bunch of broken ribs in my back, thinking I could have died, to now getting ready to go down south next week to ride, and the season starting the following week. It's just been a crazy passion, blah, blah, blah. So sounds like he fucking wrecked his entire body doing motocross and had to be put back together. That'll definitely be a PTC. Snowboarding, Halloween.
He seems ready for a group date.
Yes, I agree.
Like he's been training for it his whole life.
Yeah. He just seems like he's very into motocross. I mean, that is the predominant thing you're seeing in his Instagram. Like it's a huge piece of his identity. And it looks like maybe West Virginia football as well. Looks like he's doing some tailgating.
But he's got like the look.
Yeah, he could do okay, I think. Mm-hmm. We'll see. Moving on, we are now talking about Jordan Vandergrift. So we got our second Jordan of the season. Jordan Vandergrift's Instagram is Jordan Vandergrift with two Fs. He has 261 posts, 4,791 followers. He is 27 from Alpharetta, Georgia, and he's a drag racer. So similar here to motocross, we've got these motorsports. His bio reads athlete, driver of the number 24 Top Fuel dragster, Brea, California, Atlanta, Georgia. We got some shirtless pics. He has a tattoo on one of his biceps that says silver in his hair. I'm not sure what that's a reference to.
How's his valerectory. What is the...
what?
His vein erectory. What is it when they have veins?
Vascularity. I was like, what?
Vascularity.
The only thing I'm getting for silver in hair is a grandfather is someone with silver in his hair and gold in his heart. So maybe that's hinting at a PTC of a dead grandfather.
He's got a little vascularity. Maybe the vascularity man could help him a little bit.
Yeah.
But he has like an Instagram influencer look.
I agree. And I think he's going to do very well. I think he's got the bad boy job, but I think he's going to be a nice guy. And I think that's going to play very well. On the other bicep, it says gold in his heart. So his two biceps say silver in his hair, gold in his heart. That is a reference to some grandfather that I believe is now dead. And I think that'll be his PTC. Or maybe he's not dead. Because it looks like they're sitting with somebody that may be a grandfather. Wait, Uncle Chris, I miss you already. Thank you for everything you've taught and done for me growing up. I knew you were there for me if you needed. I knew you had my back and one of the best for me. You helped guide me through licensing and a Top Fuel dragster with the nuances that you could remember from your days of driving. You were the life of the party. Da, 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 da. You will be forever missed. So he's got a dead uncle.
Look at him with the little children.
Yeah, this guy's going to crush it.
I mean, look, I'm not saying it's Dale Moss, but he has like a Dale Moss... there's hints of Dale Moss in this. Just like very into his sport, which is race car driving. And then there's just a lot of pictures of him with kids and family and like, oh, he's got some frat pictures too. Sigma Chi over everything though.
I think this guy's going to do very well. Good age, good vascularity.
Good vascularity. I feel like this is a great guy for Rachel Recchia.
Totally. Totally.
Like the the ground version of the sky of the pilot.
This could be Rachel Recchia's ring winner. I completely agree. All right, moving on.
Well, that's it, right?
Yeah, moving on to the end of the show. That is, or those were the first 16 players out of the 32 that are going to be competing this season. We hope you've enjoyed this breakdown of their Instagrams, minus the one that we could not get access to. But that was Jason Alabaster. Hopefully he'll let me in at some point. My request will be granted.
Well, already some contenders in this group. Avon Jones, Hayden Markowitz, and Jordan Vandergriff.
Yeah, Vandergriff and Markowitz to me are like, they've got some real staying power. I believe they're going to make deep runs, and one of them may be a bachelor.
Wow. Heard it here first on part one of a two-part miniseries breaking down the players of the Windakia season. Thank God we got Clues back. We got his new vocal cords, sultrier than ever.
You want to hear me sing? I haven't tried to sing yet. Let's see if it's any better. Ready?
Yeah.
I'm going to sing the chorus of a song that I have not yet recorded.
Do it.
Okay, ready? I'm here for the right reasons, and I'll never do you wrong. And I'll be coming out of that limousine, I'll sing in this song. I'm here for the right reasons, that's why we're gonna last. I don't care about my Instagram, don't want no podcast. Was it about the same? Was it any better? Did my surgery work?
The surgery worked. Everything that you've done was good, and I feel like has helped our podcast a lot.
Oh, fantastic.
Please rate this podcast. Please review this podcast. Please get a friend.
At some point, I'm going to take fucking actual singing lessons, and I'm going to make a song and surprise the living shit out of you.
Well, I have a question. We have Rachel Recchia as a song.
Yeah.
Are we getting a Windy song or is it just Rachel?
She's a lovable dingbat, a lovable dingbat, the lovable dingbat, the lovable dingbat. Something like that. I could see it being like a, almost like a Susie and the Banshees type vibe. Lovable dingbat, lovable dingbat. I don't know.
It sounds a lot like the vampire musical song again.
That's what I do. That's who I am. That's how God made me.
I love that. And that's who she is. She's leaning into the dingbat. That's her bio on TikTok, dingbat.
It's a great bio.
Thank you for joining us. I'm pumped about this season now. Just getting a little taste of these Instagrams.
I am too. God, I can't fucking wait. It's almost here. It's fucking 6 days away. Whew. 6 days away.
Are you ready?
Is the longest night for Pace Case and I of any night of the season because the amount of notes that we have to take on a night one are unfucking believable because we have to get all the limo exits, all the steals, all the first kids, everything. But I fucking love it. It is, to me, so much more exciting than opening day of any other sport. It's just so good because you also get to start to see what the tone of the third audience is going to be for the season, the producers. You get to start to see who they're fucking with, who they're trying to fucking railroad, who they're trying to throw under the bus. I fucking love it. And we're so close. So tune in on Friday. We're going to give you the back half of the rest of these players, the other 16, going through their Instagrams, talking about what we think they're going to make deep runs or if they're not, night one guys, whatever. And then, of course, on next Tuesday, we're going to have that breakdown of the first fucking season. And we'll have a new Digging Deeper out next Monday as well.
Yeah, a lot of hot content coming at your face shortly. Clues, I'm glad you're back.
Glad to be back. And before we go, as always, what is that drawbat?
It has been 7,408 days without an Asian bachelor. Praise be, Dark Lord Palmer.
Please rate this podcast. Please review this podcast. Please get a friend to listen to us. And then please rate this podcast. Please review this podcast.
Please get a friend to listen to us, and then please rate this podcast. Please review this podcast. Please get a friend to listen to us, and then